Mix of Music, 98.4 Capital FM, as we have been talking about over the course of the last few weeks, and it has unfortunately gotten worse. I remember reading, now this is like 2 weeks ago, 20 schools that have been set on fire from August. Yesterday, doing my research for this conversation, August wasn't that long ago, September, October, November, 2.5 months ago, we're at 35 schools, two of which happened on Sunday, the 15th. No? Monday. Sunday. 14th, 15th. Anyway, and obviously, it has become a serious issue. This is no longer what we can classify as accidental arson. This is no longer what we can classify as, you know, sort of like the, what do they say, you know, once in a while. This is a serious, serious problem.
Now, we all know adolescents, if you've gone through it, if you're in it, I'm so sorry, my condolences. It's a tough time for everyone. But we want to get to the bottom of this. What is happening to our children and to our citizens and their children? Nyambura Gathumbi is a psychotherapist, and she is going to take us to school this morning. Thank you so much, Nyambura, for coming in.
Thank you for having me, Davina.
Now, is this aggression? Is this teenage problems? Is it a combination? Is it COVID-19 vibes? What do you think is going on?
It's a part of everything. Let's just, so that we have an inception and starting point, let's look at the background, the mental health background of Kenya. In 2017, the World Health Organization placed Kenya in the African countries as number 5, with the country that has the most cases of depression.
Oh, Lord.
In 2019, we moved a step higher, where you find that 1 in every 4 Kenyans is suffering from depression. Now let's drive those numbers home. We are a population of 55 million people, and in each household you're looking at 4 people, so that makes 13.5 million households of 4 people. So that means in each household 1 in every 4,
so one member of every household is suffering from depression.
Yeah.
Your history, you as what is it that you actually do?
Okay, so
apart from maths, apparently.
Yeah, except really good math, no, and statistics.
We're just like, oh yeah. God, numbers.
But what is your sort of level of expertise?
Okay, so let me just start from the basic. I certainly believe that my life purpose is to bring positive change through education on mental health. I'm very passionate about it.
That's awesome. Yeah. Love that.
So I went to school, have an undergrad in counseling psychology. I'm currently doing my master's in marriage and family therapy, which I love, at USIU. And what I do personally is I help parents through training understand the complexity of teenagehood and adolescence, and how the parent can be attuned to right. their children with the right parenting skills.
Right.
Because Farid, let's understand one thing. How we were brought up is not, you cannot bring children how we were brought up. Dynamics have changed. Mm-hmm. Information has changed. The children themselves are developing at a faster pace than we were.
Sure. And the world has changed.
And the world is changing, yes. Yeah. So we need to have a parenting paradigm shift.
So what you're saying is, generationally, where we are now, as opposed to where we were when we were our children's age, is a completely different world we live in.
Completely.
And the completely. Things that our parents got away with, how they raised us. No, because we talk about it a lot on air. You know, my dad's issue, I suffer from, you know, depression and anxiety and things like that. I've never kept it a secret.
Yeah.
My dad's advice was, go outside and get some fresh air, or go and play some sports and you'll be fine.
Go for a run.
So obviously that is not, you know, it's a different world we live in now. So that's what
world.
You do.
Yes.
So family, marriage, couples counseling, all that stuff is kind of in that docket, right?
In that docket, but what I'm currently purposefully doing right now is parental training.
Okay.
So I go into organizations, I give mental health talks, I go into schools, I've done that myriad of times, doing parental training. And many of the people who I've trained have come back and said, you know what? Just having a conversation and understanding that I really did not have an idea what I was doing really helped me reach out and acquire the right skills that I needed for my parents.
But that's the thing, isn't it? Because it's culturally it's just not on.
No, it's not.
To talk about really deep feelings. Instead, you go to the bar or you go to the fast food joint,
and that really saddens me, because
yeah.
you know what, these things are within reach.
Mm-hmm.
We can all have healthy, mental, purposeful lives.
Mm-hmm.
Anxiety, depression, these are mood disorders. that with the right intervention, with a certified therapist, they can help the person cope and have a fulfilled life.
Right. So now we get to the conversation about the issue with schools.
Right.
The issue with kids, right. The lack of physical exertion in schools because this community atmosphere is not working with COVID. Mm-hmm. They're doubling up on their curriculum because they missed a full year last year. The planning from the Ministry of Education is abysmal.
Right.
I'll just go ahead and say it. We talk about it a lot on this show as well. I don't think that ministry is anything to be proud of,
right.
Unfortunately, the way it is. And all of a sudden, things that happened once a year, once every couple of years, twice a year maximum, are happening 3-4 times a week.
Right.
And that is burning of dormitories, burning of schools.
Mm-hmm.
What is the reason behind that? And why is this aggression coming out in the form of arson?
Let's look at it from possibly three or four aspects. Let's look at it from societal aspect. And then we look at it from the cognitive aspect of the teenagers or adolescents. And in this case, I'm talking about anyone below 18 years. Then we look at the emotional aspect of these adolescents. And then you'll be able to understand the behavior.
Okay. You're going to break that down for us.
Oh, I love her. Can you just explain all of the world's ills? We'll get back to those four elements.
Mm-hmm.
And Nyambura Gathumbi are our resident psychotherapist for the morning.
Yes. You know, they say a radio partnership is like a marriage, so we could use a little bit of help here as well.
But don't charge us, please.
No. We are here to talk about, of course, what's happening with the schools. It's a serious problem. I can't imagine what it must be like for a parent to be dropping your kid or seeing your child get on the school bus or taking public transport to get to school and wondering if the school is going to be burnt that day and if your child is actually going to come home.
Right.
And I think, you know, we're going to have to look at it from a parent's perspective.
Certainly.
And the mindset of the children as well.
Certainly.
All that coming up shortly. If you have any questions, get them in. Tweet us, 984 in the morning, hashtag drive in, or send us a WhatsApp on 0701-984-984.
Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh. You and me are meant to be. Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh. So take me in your arms, baby. Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh. Light me up and sell me free.
Bang, bang, bang. Baby girl, daddy bomb, the only one for me. Over and over, I tell you this, girl, that you no miss no day.
No time.
Loving your style and your profile, girl, and the way you get busy. Driving my work, girl, the way you set it up, blow it up for me. Meet a rebel and the girl a turn rebel and we turn it up to another level. Vibes them very memorable, turn up bass and treble. Nobody dumb is a rebel, cause when they keep pressing back, girl, you will blow up this spot, girl. Make we reset the clock, girl. When you keep pressing back, girl, over and over.
Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh.
Bomb, daddy, bomb.
You and me are meant to be.
You're doing that all day. Love how you're moving your body shape. Shake it only for me.
Straight fire.
See the girl, me no want you perfect. We be doing this all night. Champagne a buzz, mouth tobacco. When we popping it's like dynamite.
We're dynamite.
Girl, we be touching at the street and we fresh at the feet. Tell the DJ turn up the beat. I'm ain't going in tonight to the morning light. And the girl, then we have them all lit. When you keep pressing back, girl. Spot, girl. Make we reset the clock, girl. When you keep pressing my girl, over and over.
Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh.
Bomb, daddy, bomb.
You and me are meant to be.
Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh.
Bless
them. Take me in your arms, baby.
Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh.
Light me up and sell me free.
Put a bang, 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 girl, want to be. Tonight we sure fish out funny dance floor to the bedroom sweet we lock. Give me little more but the love we not gonna stop. Brace it up my girl, the bump it drop drop. When you keep pressing back, girl, you will blow up this spot, girl. Make we reset the clock, girl. When you keep pressing back, girl, over and over.
Dynamite, oh, dynamite, oh.
Do the thing, do the thing.
You and me are meant to be.
Dynamite.
Sean Paul, Sia, Dynamite is the name of this one right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital
Dynamite
FM.
Dynamite Roll?
Yeah,
they, Dynamite Roll. They just went for really good sushi?
Sushi soup, yeah. By the way, that's a great restaurant if you haven't tried it. Okay, anyway, now this morning, as we took, it's something that, you know, I remember, I've done radio for 21 years on and off. And every couple of months or once a year, you get an arson story. From a school, more in recent times, I would say, than in the past, or maybe my eyes weren't open to it. But the last 4 or 5 years, you know, the one-offs, once, twice, three times a year, it's a concern, but it's not a pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
Now, 35 schools since August, or just this year alone.
This year, regardless.
That's more than one a month, as we know, it's three a month, basically. And we are sitting here racking our brains. The newspapers are not giving. They're saying another school was burnt. The CS is saying those kids will be black. You're going to blacklist kids from going to school. Come on. I mean, really. The approach to me is completely wrong. In my formative years, I would have thought, yeah, that's great. But as you get older, you realize that people need to be, you know, they need an arm around their shoulder. What is the problem? No one's asking these kids what the reason is. They're just being told what they did was wrong. You can't go back to school. Your school's on fire. What is the real, and you said you were going to break it down for us.
Right.
So what is the root cause of this spate of arson attacks in schools? What is the root cause of this?
In terms of the specific etiology of where this behavior has originated from, we cannot pinpoint one, because we say a person is a process of relationships. And so we have to look at the adolescent within the society. So when COVID-19 came in, you had parents pretty much spending a lot of time together, right? There was tension that built up. You had children within that same household. And so the children, just all they do is absorb, contained, right? I can't go out and see my friends, because peers become such an important aspect of a teenager's life. I'm in the house. I'm seeing mom and dad argue. This is affecting me mentally. And this is prolonged for, 9 months? Come 2021, you take this same student, put them in a school, right? You're putting them in a school of 500 students who've had the same experience as they do.
Yeah, it's like a cauldron, really.
Right.
Let me ask you a question. So these kids that are seeing, that are being at home, are at home with their parents, so mom and dad are not going to the office. That will always cause tension, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Kids are now stuck in the same house. Many of these from maybe, you know, small living spaces as well.
Right.
Those kids are also hearing about money problems that they never had to listen to before.
Exactly.
They're hearing about, you know, maybe
how the world is ending.
No. Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe dad had another family. They're finding out about this. You know, all these stories that came out during COVID. So the tension and yet you can't express that at home. So you're saying they're going to schools and we're finding a way to express it. And in that expression can come in the form of violence.
It can. And it's especially observed in disruptive behavior. Just let's look at it even cognitively. So this child who is in very high pressure has gone to school. Now the extracurricular activities that they would use to vent out the stress, be it sports, swimming, basketball, whatever, music, going for science congress, drama festivals, that's been taken away. Rightfully so, because of COVID, right? So where, with all this tension pent up in this child, let's look at the cognitive aspect of a teenager very, very briefly. The brain, anatomically, the brain of a teenager, our brain, it has different aspects, right? But I want to concentrate on two. So we have the limbic system, which is ideally the central point of emotions. So within the limbic system, you have the amygdala, which is responsible for external reaction or responding based on the environmental stimuli. And then you have the prefrontal cortex, which is right here, right? Prefrontal cortex is called the executive brain functioning. It's what that is used to have impulse control, delayed gratification, self-control. Now, the brain of a teenager, the prefrontal cortex, does not develop for a woman until they're between the ages of 23 to 25, and for men until their ages between 25 and 28. But what is fully developed for a teenager is the limbic system, the one that is pumping up all these emotions. So ideally, this child has to be taught how to regulate their emotions so that they are able to regulate their behavior. And that's the cognitive part.
So the school curriculum, and Davina, you'll probably commiserate with this. You are someone who is very involved in drama and extracurricular activities, mm-hmm. etc. The school system is scientifically designed to ensure that that emotion and that aggression that we may feel sitting in a classroom for 8 hours a day listening to someone talk about some crap we don't care about, science, biology, whatever the case may be, right. math, statistics, history, the breaks and the, I will say, the softer studies, music, drama, etc., are designed scientifically to balance yeah. where that child is in their developmental stage of their life.
Yeah.
I see. That's very interesting.
But yeah. there is a correlation between aggression and adolescence.
Yes. Again, because of the limbic system.
Okay.
If I take away the recess activities that the child does, sports, swimming, music, drama festivals, science congress, this child is just going to explode with, I mean, their behavior. It's emotionally...
But this is what we're seeing.
And this is exactly what we are seeing.
Nyambura Gathumbi, a psychotherapist, we bring you the best mix of music and the best mix of guests. We will carry on because Nyambura is going to save the world and give us healthy and helpful... Okay, fine. Save Kenya. Fine. healthy and helpful
save this studio.
Tasks.
But also, when we come back, we're going to talk about what needs to happen to avoid another 35 schools being burned between now and August next year.
And if you're a parent of a teenager, what you can do at home for your babies.
Yeah. All that coming up shortly after the break.
Nobody does it the way that you do. Davina and Fareed in the Capital in the Morning Show.
Thought I was dreaming, but woke up with you.
No, it's not a dream.
And yes.
We're still up from last night. What are you talking about? Hello, I'm waiting.
They might be drunk.
And yes, we can't guarantee they're sober.
Week, spent the evening pretending it wasn't that deep. You could see in my eyes that it was taking over. I guess I was just blind and caught up in the moment. You know you take all of my stress right down, help me get it off my chest and out into the ether with the rest of this mess that just keeps us depressed. We forget that we're here right now, 'cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be canceling all our plans and not give a damn if we're missing out on what the people think is right. Seeing through a picture behind a screen and forget to be. Lose the conversation for the message that you'll never read. I think maybe you and me, oh, we should head out to the place where the music plays, and then we'll go all night, two-stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles standing up, and when I'm in your eyes, electrified. We'll keep turning up and go all night. We had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it means to be low then up, alone then love. And all we need is us to go all night, night, two-stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need is us. What do you reckon, is it just me? Words are weapons and occasionally they cut deep. Crisis of confidence, it tends to come when I feel the dark and I open my heart. If you don't see it, you should trust me. I feel like I got nothing left right now, except this beauty in her dress right now. She got me feeling like the best, and the rest are just less than she needs. So we press play and step to the beat, 'cause we're living life at a different pace, stuck in a constant race. Keep the pressure on, you're bound to break. Something's got to change. We should just be cancelling all our plans and not give a damn. Head out to the place where it plays, and we'll go all night, two-stepping with a woman I love. All my troubles standing up, and when I'm in your eyes, electrified. We'll keep turning up and go all night. We had dips and falls in our time, but we know what it means to be low then up, alone then love. And all we need is us to go all night, night, two-stepping with a woman I love. Night, yeah, all we need is us to go all night, 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 two-stepping with a woman I love.
Wake up with Davina and Fareed on 98.4 Capital FM.
Nobody's ruined my day.
The only way to wake up.
Come with me now. Come with me.
Congos, come with me now at 18 minutes to 9 right here on your best mix of music, 98.4 Capital FM.
As we talk to Nyambura Gathumbi, a psychotherapist, and listen, so I went to Bandra and Hillcrest. We had a counsellor coming in and be the school counsellor at Hillcrest.
Right.
And I think even then, many, many moons ago when I was at high school, I think we knew that that was a bit of a bougie thing. We knew that was a bit of a luxury.
Right.
We felt a little bit entitled. We were like, yeah, we've got our own therapist. But I remember I first went to my first therapy session was when I was 7 years old, because I just suddenly stopped going to school. And I remember even then, at seven, a feeling of shame knowing that I had to go to a head doctor. Right?
Right.
And it is that. It's a feeling still to this day where we're like, oh, there's something wrong with you. You're going to therapy. But in fact, it's a mindset shift, because life is hard.
Life is hard, yeah. And we aren't trained to deal with life situations. No. And the thing that I like to tell people, even as I educate the society, is that you don't come to therapy primarily when you're in a crisis. You come to therapy when you know there's something that, you know, needs to change. So, for example, in the parenting training, they come to enhance their parenting skills.
Mm.
That doesn't necessarily mean there's something wrong with them. It's just that they are seeking to be better parents. You're seeking to be a better person if you go into therapy, which I think is commendable.
It is commendable. So in 844 or CBC or wherever we're at by now,
mm-hmm.
who knows today, are there counselors available to these schools and embedded in these schools?
From what I know, I think the international and the IGC schools seem to be leading in terms of having in school therapists, but for 844, I think it's still a long way to go, to be honest. It's a long way to go.
But, you know, you're talking about therapy. That's all well and good, and the mindset is changing. Therapy is now an accepted form of you know,
coping.
But, you know, you're talking about this percentage of people that have access to therapy, and the vast majority, it's like the haves and the have-nots, right? You know,
right.
You've got, what, 3% of the rich people living on 80% of the land or 90% of the land, and the balance of people who can't even, you know, don't have enough money for food and transport are living on a small patch of land. It's the same with access. I mean, therapy is not cheap, and schools probably aren't doing enough to offer. I'm not talking about the you know, expensive schools. I'm talking about the vast majority of schools doing enough to offer this kind of help to the kids, and probably not even recognizing that these kids have some sort of emotional issue anyway.
Right. And so I think the main approach then would be for the schools. I know financially it may be difficult to have an in-house therapist or an in-house counselor in every other school. They, however, can be trained on basic life skills that they can impact the students in these schools with, in terms of emotion regulation, communication, the behavioral aspects. Why does someone behave that way? You come in and you tell, this is how the brain works. This is, could you pass this information to your students so that they know?
So it's
how
almost
to
like a soft skill learning.
It is a soft skill.
Yeah, learning for teachers.
Yes, for teachers.
But speaking of which, the Ministry of Education coming out and saying, actually taking this really, really harsh approach, saying, oh, perpetrators will not be welcomed back to school, all of this vibe. They also need to be taught about brain and soft skills.
Certainly, certainly. Because that, when you banish children from schools, what solution is there?
Yeah, where do they go?
Where do they go? And I just want to highlight something specifically in terms of this unrest that we're seeing in banning schools. It's we classify it under disruptive, impulsive conduct disorder, and specifically the one for banning schools, it's called pyromania, where there's just a desire to release pent-up emotions through fires.
Wow.
And understanding it from that aspect, it would then tell you this student or this teenager, they need ways to help them cope with their emotions, to help them understand what is going on in their bodies, to help them understand how to emotionally regulate their behavior. So that we can see a drop in this truancy that is happening in schools.
So for parents with teenagers in boarding school or in day school, can you give us maybe two things to look out for to know that your child is going through something?
Okay, so adage, teenagehood does not start in teenagehood. Teenagehood starts in childhood.
Mm.
Okay. Mm.
And that calls for the parent to be a present parent in childhood. But what can the parents do? Actually, first of all, let's look at what if the parent is afraid that the teenager is either going through emotional distress, if the teenager is withdrawn, if they spend endless amounts by themselves, intermittent crying, intermittent behavioral outbursts that are just new, that would be a warning sign for any parent, because then the child is in they're in emotional distress.
Right.
What can a parent do? And this is countercultural, but it works.
Okay. Let's hear it.
we love counterculture. Let's do this.
It works. The parents that have gone through my training, I've told them one thing will change your relationship with your child. Vulnerability and authenticity.
Mm. That's very countercultural.
Like with everyone.
Like with everyone. Because the same way your child is going through teenagehood, they are confused. You are also confused as being a parent. So can you imagine just going down to the level of your teenager and telling them, hey, listen, I'm generally confused. I don't know what I'm doing. Mm. And what that does, why it's so powerful and important, it brings into knowledge and awareness of the parent that I need to actually step up my parenting skills. I need to find out how better I can be able to relate with my child. And what that does to the child is to feel accepted. And then a healthy, attuned relationship can start to grow between the parent and the child. And I'll say this to parents. How we were brought up is not going to cut it. It will not cut it.
Truth. Truth bombs. 98.4 Capital FM. Nyambura Gathumbi, psychotherapist to the stars.
Yeah, but just before we close, we need to normalize, what you're saying is we need to normalize these conversations around the dinner table.
Yeah.
We need to normalize, you know, a child not being afraid to go to a parent and say, I'm depressed.
Right.
I feel lonely.
Right.
I don't have any friends. I'm being bullied, etc., etc., etc.
And you know what, Farid? A child will only come to their parent when they feel that the parent understands them.
No,
the parent
will
not judge them.
Right.
Mm. And the parent has their back 100%. And how does this happen? Through authentic and vulnerable relationships. Sure. To say whatever you're going through is equally confusing as I am. However, I think as a family, let's come up with this family philosophy based on these values of integrity, trust, reliability, hard work. I kid you not, if parents are able to come down to the level of their children, because they are the parents, that we are the ones who are supposed to set up the role. Because I also have a 16-year-old son. We are the ones who have to set up the precedents and say, let me come down. I'm not going to shout at you. I'm going to guide you. I'm going to support you 100%. You will see a behavior change.
Right. And do you often, when you're giving parents, especially, hear this advice, do you get a lot of blank stares looking at you like, are you kidding me? This can't possibly
work. Are you
crazy?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
You crazy hippie.
Yeah. I'm actually used to it.
Right.
Yeah.
But I really push and say, listen, whatever you're doing hasn't worked.
But I will say this, like, parents are put under a lot of pressure. Nyambura, I want you to tell the parents what they should be requesting from their schools, because actually, they're the ones that need to change as well, these institutions.
Certainly.
Please.
For any parent, based on your family philosophy, based on your family values, try and get a school that is attuned to your child's family values. Because what the child sees at home, it's easier for them to see and to relate to in school. Number one. Number two, they should be tasking these teachers to ensure that every given day their children are taught life skills, because it should be embedded as part of the curriculum within the school. And number three, where possible, ask for recess activities. Of
Fantastic.
Course, with COVID protocols, but ask for them, because they do help release the pent-up emotions that these teenagers are experiencing.
Thank you so much, Nyambura Kathumbi, psychotherapist to the stars. And now to us, if we can just play some music and you and I have an appointment with a couch in the next room.
Here we go. At 8 minutes tonight. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.